It's a rematch. Jimmy has been out in rehab. I think he had surgery, and he had a layoff, maybe a year or 9 months. And he's back. He feels he's ready, and he's back in the game, straight into a rematch against Tony Jeter. Now, Jeter has been a staple in this area. He just won one of the titles. He went to Denmark and dropped a decision to a fight. I can't remember his name. But here he is with Jimmy Lang, the hometown favorite, the kid from Virginia who's just, he always sells out in the Patriot Center. And the arena here is not, it's a lot of people here. And he just ate an uppercut and a straight right, and he's holding on. He's holding on. Tony Morbetta Jeter has blue trunks with white trim. Jimmy Lang, black trunks with black gloves, black socks, like Tyson. So round number one, you're watching Fight Kings TV. And Jeter has been landing some very punishing knocks to Jimmy's head. Jimmy grabs when they get in close. But some very heavy shots by Jeter. And he punishes Jimmy Lang on the inside and to his body. So this is a main event. Jeter is trying to stick, he switches, and then he lands. That was a straight left. A jab, a lead jab. That was a very good shot. We're down to the last 10 seconds. A wild swing by Jeter. Didn't miss. And this is the end of round number one. We're heading into round number two of a very of the rematch between Jeter and Jimmy Lang. This is round number two. I have to say that was in Atlantic City last week, and they didn't have green card girls nearly as beautiful as they do here. We're heading into round number two, and it's been a somewhat competitive fight. Round number two, Michael Amakor, chief scribe of Fight Kings. You're watching Fight Kings TV. We're at the Patriot Center in Fairfax, Virginia. The rematch, Jimmy Lang, Tony Jeter. Tony Jeter landed a jab, and he's clubbing and trying, and he lands some very hard shots to Jimmy. He means business. A jab landed flush. And Jimmy has been rusty. He's been out of the ring for a couple of months. So Tony Jeter is right now getting the better of him. Sportsmanship. He's cringing. A very good inside hook by Tony Jeter. I could hear it all the way here at ringside. Very hard shots. He lands very hard, withering shots. And, but both fighters are taking it. Jimmy took it. And now it's Jeter grabbing. But while they grab, he launches some shots. He lands a strafing shot. He's trying to get Jimmy out of there. And when they get in close, he bangs him to the body. So it's timeout. The referee is upset about something, not sure what it is. But Tony Jeter seems to be going in for the kill. He rushed over to Jimmy's corner. They're keeping it very close. Jeter really bangs Jimmy when they get up close. A clubbing uppercut. Jimmy Lang lands an uppercut of his own. It's a fight. Jeter better be careful. He's return fire. A strafing right by Jeter. He's swinging for the fences. A very good body shot by Jimmy. An uppercut by Jeter. He follows Jimmy. He's punishing him against the ropes. Or trying to punish him while landing those very good shots. He has Jimmy against the ropes. The fans, I don't know who they're trying to urge on, but you know, the fans are into it. And we just finished round number two. There's Jeter going back to his corner. And what did you think about that round so far?
So far, so good. I mean, so this is my first time seeing this particular fight. I have to admit, Tony Jeter is giving him a hell of a round right now.
Okay.
Body shots, even though one shot was a pretty cheap shot, but however, you know,
okay,
coming in strong.
Okay. Well, we're heading into the third round. Jimmy Lang versus Tony Jeter for the North American Boxing Association's middleweight title at the Fairfax Patriot Center in Fairfax, Virginia, round number three. Round three, and I'm not sure how long the first fight lasted, but this is going into round number three, and it's a fight. Jimmy Lang is Tony Jeter. Strafing shots. He's lining up against. You just have to watch it. Whenever Jeter lands flush, he shakes Jimmy. But Jimmy is a tough customer. He soaks up all that punishment. A body shot by Jeter. He has a few tricks up his bag. So he mixes it up. Tony Jeter might have smiling. He might be thinking that he has Jimmy all figured out. He feints and he switches when he comes forward. So that gets Jimmy Lang kind of off balance. Tony Jeter launches a combination, strafing combination, and eats a left, a hook. An overhand right on Jimmy, and Jimmy seems to be in trouble. But Jimmy Lang he's countering and lands to his body. Jeter is very confident. He's smiling. And he bull rushes Jimmy into the ropes and takes advantage. You know, hooking. As he bobs and weaves, he gets one from Jimmy. Now it's about who's landing first. They're both swinging blindly. Now we're down to the last 10 seconds.